We are protesting the war because it unprovoked and it is becoming provocative. Iraqi people don't want us there. The whole Arab countries do not want us there. The whole world, and now even United States, people do not want us there. Because we are no longer a focus group, which is what Bush called us after the protests all over the world, millions of people, close to 30 million people protesting the war before it started, and he called us a focus group. But well, I have a message for Mr. Bush that we are no longer a focus group. We represent overwhelming majority of Americans. Over 67% of the people do not support the war in Iraq. Bush's popularity rating, it's probably hard to call it a popularity rating, it's in low 30s, 32%, worst ever of any president. And only 21% of the American people think we can win the war in Iraq. I guess he had a press conference, which is very rare for Bush, a couple of days ago, and one of the things he said that some Americans want to bring our troops home so we can escape the violence. Well, I have a message for Mr. Bush. These Americans here want our troops home now so the Iraqi children and women can escape the violence and our troops can stop dying. One of the things we keep on hearing from Bush and pro-war people is that if we bring our troops back and start a civil war. Well, my answer to that is that we got to stop the uncivil war first before we worry about the civil war. So the message simply is that to bring our troops home so they can stop dying and stop killing at the same time. Thank you.